Even a pocket. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر Sadaqallahul Azim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. First and foremost, I would like to supplicate and make dua to Allah Ta'ala that may Allah Ta'ala give me ikhlas in these few words. May Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate today that Allah has blessed us with a very happy and joyous occasion of Eid al-Adha. In the Islamic calendar, there are 2 days of festivity, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So we are very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And in the verse that I have recited in front of you, Allah is telling us, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكْ وَانْحَرْ. Perform your salat and make qurbani. Now, according to the Mufassireen, some of them say this salat in this verse is referring to the salat of Eid. Read your Eid namaz and then go and make your qurbani. And some of them have kept it mutlaq. It is for all salat. That means salat is the pinnacle of our physical ibadat. And qurbani is the pinnacle of our financial ibadat. So therefore, there's great, great merit and sawab in this actions that are going to be taken today. So I just want to highlight and go a little bit more deeper into this topic, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to follow in the traditions of the great, our Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sir Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, he said that this action of ours, wherein we will be slaughtering animals, it is so deep in its meaning. It is when we slaughter the animal, it just looks like a symbolic gesture, but it's much more deeper than that. He says that it's not only sacrificing the animal, we are sacrificing ma siwa Allah, everything besides Allah, we're sacrificing it. That's only us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have sacrificed ma siwa Allah. And we have filled our hearts with the muhabbat and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is an action of ibadat. It is an action of ita'at, obedience. It's an action of sabr. It's an action of shukr. It's an action of taslim and submission. These are all the profound qualities that are found in this action that we'll be commemorating today. And according to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Majid Daryabadi rahmatullah alayhi, he gives an amazing picture when he tries to put this together. He says, like, for example, there's a Fauji, an army, a soldier. Now when that soldier, he hears the tarannum, he hears his national anthem. When he hears his national anthem, then he will mast ho jata hai. He becomes drunk with his nationalism. And that overpowers him. He don't care about the bullets flying around him. He doesn't care about the bombs falling on top of him. Nothing he's afraid of, because he's inspired now. And he says that when we say Allahu Akbar, that is the national anthem of Islam. That is the national anthem. That's why from the time we left our house, we were saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And we're telling that animal, You are khaki, we are khaki. You from the earth, we are from the earth. You are fani, we are fani. You will be destroyed, we will be destroyed. You are taslim in front of Allah. We are also taslim in front of Allah. You have submitted in front of Allah. We have submitted in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he goes on to say ajeeb thing. He says at that moment, at the time of shahadat on the battlefield, Allah alleviates all pain from the shaheed. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of shahadat, the shaheed, he only feels alam al-qarsa, the pain of an ant. You know when an ant bites you? And an ant bites you, you don't feel much pain there. You just like rub it off, you don't feel it at all. At the time of shahadat, it seems like blood is being spilled, bones are being crushed, a person is dying a gory death, it will look like that. But he says, no, don't be mistaken. Allah alleviates all pain. And he gives a beautiful example in today's time. He says, when you go to the surgeon, and the surgeon takes you into the theater, then the surgeon first, he gives you chloroform, he gives you anesthetic, he does all those things. And then he takes out his scalpel and he cuts you and gives the operation for 10-15 hours. You don't feel anything while you're on the table there. You don't feel it. Allah alleviates the pain. In the same way, at the time of shahadat also, Allah alleviates all pain. At the time when we're making qurbani also, Allah alleviates the pain. And then we are making i'lan that the animals also are tasleem, they're also subjugated in front of Allah, and also the humans have also subjugated in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the great quality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he was not a Jew, he was not a Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Two qualities Allah is talking about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. His quality of Hanif. Hanif means he left all the false religions one side. He left all the adyani batila one side. He was the greatest muwahid. He was the father of all the muwahideen, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. For his tawheed, he went through so much. As a young boy, when he saw the idols, who broke the idols? It was Ibrahim alayhi salam. With his own hand, he broke the idols. His father was involved in this idol worship and idol making. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he distanced himself. He distanced himself from his own father. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he broke the idols with his own hand. He was the greatest muwahid. And because of his tawheed, he was thrown into the fire also. He wasn't prepared to compromise on tawheed, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Tawheed is the essence of nubuwa. Tawheed is what Allah has sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam to uplift on this world. That is tawheed. My dear respected brothers, it is very far-fetched to think that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam could ever compromise on tawheed. He was thrown into the fire for tawheed. He left his father for tawheed. He broke the idols for tawheed. And today, there's a thing called Abrahamic Accord. The Abrahamic Accord is the brainchild of Trump's son-in-law. Jared Kushner, Netanyahu and Trump, for political reasons, they formed this thing called the Abrahamic Accord, and they wanted to bring all the three religions under one umbrella. But their motivation was never good towards Islam. They had political reasons for that. When Trump went now to the Middle East, one of his goals and objectives, besides the extortion money, was to ask them to sign the Abrahamic Accord and give Israel legitimacy. That was one of his main goals by going there. My dear respected brothers, there is no way we can associate Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's name to such an accord that is built on kufr and shirk. There's no way we can associate Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to that. It is atrocious to do that. It is blasphemous to do that. To the greatest muwahhid of all time, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, to associate him to the Abrahamic Accord, that is like taking a dagger and stabbing it into the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah save us from that. These are the ploys of the kuffar. These are the ploys of the mushrikeen. This is what they want to do. Dilute the sharia, remove the ayat of jihad. And my dear respected brothers, is trying to bring Islam and all the other religions which have been abrogated on one platform, and that can never happen. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam is the last and final prophet to all mankind, was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you're going to do that, you are questioning the khatm nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So therefore, it is very dangerous, my dear respected brothers. We have to look after this iman. We have to cherish this iman. We have to guard upon this iman. And we must live with iman, and then we must die with iman. That is our niyat, my dear. That's so important. Because if there's any dilution, my dear respected brothers, the akhirat will be terrible. Allah save us from that. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he was the greatest muwahid. And also he was a person who bowed down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, your son, Allah tells you, you must make qurbani of your own son. Sheikh Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah, he says ajeeb thing. Ibrahim alayhi salam could have just called his son and enforced it. But no, he called his son to explain to him, this is the dream I had, this is the command of Allah. Why did he do that? He says he done that so that he will also be part of the sawab, his son. And number two, so that he can also taste the sweetness of submission for Allah. That not only the submission will be from his side, the submission will also be from his son's side. So they will both be tasting the sweetness of taslim in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason why he told him. And then what answer his son gave? He was tarbiyat yafta. Father is a Nabi of Allah. Son, he was trained under that person. He says, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. You carry out with oh my beloved father. Look at the words that he used. Sir Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah says that the words he still in this time when his life is at stake, when there's a knife going to go on top of his neck, he never lost the respect of his father. He said, Ya abati, oh my beloved father. Look at the choice of words of Ismail alayhi salam. Oh my beloved father, if'al ma tu'mar. You do what you have been instructed by Allah. You are taslim in front of Allah. I am taslim in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this was the qualities that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had. Said to submit in front of Allah. Tawheed, submission in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, ita'at, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many sacrifices that he made also, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. All those sacrifices, being thrown into the fire, being separated from his father, and what he went through, Ibrahim alayhi salam. These are all the lessons that we can derive from the life and extract of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Today we will be having the qurbani. In the qurbani today, according to Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, why did Allah Ta'ala make this mashru' upon us and put it upon us to make a qurbani, whoever has the money to do the qurbani, and he has the nisab on the day, that before he goes to the idqah, after the idqah, he will have to make his qurbani, is wajib on all of us, male and female. Why did Allah Ta'ala do this here? So he practically gave four reasons. One of the reasons he gave was Ihya li dhikri Ibrahim. So that the name of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam remain alive. Ibrahim alayhi salam remain alive. That's why Allah said, do the qurbani. Every time we do qurbani, we will think of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he wasn't any type of, he made so much of dua. It was the jadde amjad of Rasulullah. He made dua, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum. Oh Allah, put a Rasul from amongst them. He made dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why in the durood of Ibrahim, every day in the namaz, after we read At-Tahiyyatu, whose name from all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name do we take? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. Wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Every day we read it in our salat. Why we do it? Because he made special dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of acknowledgement, appreciation for that dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his name specially in the durood Ibrahim. So that's one of the reasons. The second reason is that we must make shukr li ni'amillah Shukr for the ni'mat of Allah. Allah has given us hayat, life. Allah has given us Islam, made us Muslims. Allah has given us sama, given us ears. Allah has given us the power to talk, the power, all the faculties Allah has given us. So qurbani is the gesture of extolling appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That is why we make qurbani, to tell Allah, we are so appreciative, we're not worthy of all these ni'mats. This is through your fazal, through your karam that you are giving us all these ni'mats. That's why we are doing the qurbani. And then, number three, he says, al-tawsi'atu al-muslimin, to create wus'at, food, sustenance for all the believers. From the qurbani meat, we will eat, our friends will eat, our families will eat, the entire Muslim community will eat. And said, وَأَطْعِمُ الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرُ. People who are needy of meat, they will eat the meat. And they will make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. I just got back from Seychelles. On that island of Seychelles, they don't see meat. There's no meat there. Because it's in the middle of the Indian Ocean. So there's no cattle breeding, there's no goats or sheep there. One sheep is at 15,000 rand, and one cow is at 50,000 rand. So they say, whole year we don't see meat. We only see meat qurbani time once a year. For protein, they have fish, and they don't even have chickens also. The chickens are coming in from machine slaughter chickens. They don't even have chickens there. They don't have meat. So they just live on fish and rice most of the time, and some vegetables from the backyard, because it's so expensive. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making this year, we're giving our meat, poor people, everybody is able to eat the meat. Alhamdulillah. We must make taqseem of our meat, we must distribute it. And today, Allahu Akbar Allah, we must know who's our friends and who are our enemies. Look at what is happening in the Middle East. Look at what is happening in Gaza. That there is no food that is being given to the 2 million people who are residing in Gaza. No meat, no provisions is coming in. They put a few stalls there and they're giving a few boxes. In 2 days, they only distributed about 84,000 boxes. The population is 2 million. And you are giving 84,000 boxes and thinking that we are doing some ihsan on the people that are staying there. My dear respected brothers, food has been weaponized. And the whole motivation is that from the north they must be brought into the south and make their life so miserable and untenable that they themselves will wish that we leave this place and we move somewhere else. Can you imagine yesterday, the day of Eid in Gaza, bombs were falling on the children in Gaza on the day of Eid. They were not even spared on the day of Eid. May we must realize who our friends are and who our enemies are. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya, ba'duhum awliya ba'd. Do not make the Christian and Jews your friends. They are friends unto one another. The whole world also, they're talking, they're making noises, but what action are they taking? Whether it's the Europeans or anyone, they talk from the one mouth, but two sides from the same mouth. So that while they are talking about criticizing what is going on, they're still sending bombs there. Whether it's France, whether it's Italy, whether it's UK, whether it's Germany, they're all sending weapons to bombast all the children of Gaza and the women of Gaza. And they are bringing them to such a where they are starving to death. Children are dying because of starvation. A 12-year-old child, whose body mass supposed to be 12 kilos, is now weighing 3.8 kilos, 3.9 kilos. That means on the verge of dying. Food has been weaponized, my dear respected brothers. So we must realize who is our friend and who is our foe. So the whole idea is to make their life so untenable that they want to go out from there, they want to leave from there, and they want to run away from there. And that is what we call ethnic cleansing that is taking place today. But there's one thing that they made a mistake about. That this, they are not talking about any kind of people. This is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The resilience of the people of Palestine. The resilience of the mujahideen. The resilience of the children. The resilience of the women. That resilience is what it. That what resilience are they going to be facing? A small little army of about 25,000 according to them, or maximum 40,000, are being bombarded for more than 600 days. And still up till now, there's no victory for this kuffar. There's no victory. And it's material and bombardment equivalent to 5 nuclear bombs. That's the amount of bombs are raining on that, down there. But alhamdulillah, if you ask the Gazans, they say alhamdulillah ya ala kulli hal. All praises are due to Allah, ala kulli hal, upon all the conditions that we pray. Because they know what ajr Allah will give them in akhirat. They know the shuhada, that blood that has been spilled. Hazrat Maulana Usman Karwasa was telling me, when he was leaving Jalalabad, then he went to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi told him, that Maulana asked, sabse zyada sasti cheez kya hai? What is the cheapest thing on the earth today? He says, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah told him, today is the blood of the Muslims have become the cheapest thing on this earth. The blood of the Muslims have become the cheapest thing on this earth. Masihullah, lekin anything rang laega, it will give, it will come out. For all the sacrifices that have been made, there will be a good conclusion in the end, inshallah. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And in the very same breath, my dear respected brothers, we need to understand that this which we are doing today, this symbolic gesture, is not just a gesture. As I said, we have to also consider the plight of the poor people all over the world. There's so many people that are struggling. They don't have the ni'mats that we enjoy. At least on this day, we can share from those ni'mats with those people. And the fourth reason that he gave, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That these are all symbolic aspects of Islam. These are our sha'air, these are our symbols. We don't compromise on our sha'air and symbols. We stand on principle. We believe in tawheed. We will not have anything to do with compromise when it comes to tawheed. When it comes to our religion, we will have no compromise. These are the laws of Allah. They are sacred. Today the West, they say, you must become a modern Muslim. We are telling you, don't become a modern Muslim. Become a true Muslim. Become a true Muslim. One who's devoted to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who's devoted to whatever Allah says, that we will accept it without chuo chara. Whether we understand it, whether we don't understand it. Allah, this is your hukam. I have bowed down in front of you. I've accepted whatever you have said. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in so many ways. So we need to understand that this ta'luq that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are compromising this ta'luq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there's so much things going all around us. So much things that are going all around us. We have to be fixed to this ta'luq with Allah ta'ala. So what comes to mind was one day, Mufti AK went to Palestine. When he went to, before he had very strong links to Palestine. So when he went to Palestine, he told one child that, you know what, I want to take you to my country and I want to adopt you. So that child told Mufti AK, you know, I also have this tamanna in my heart. I always tell my wife also, let's go to Palestine, let's go and bring some yatims, they adopt those children. So when you see those children, nobody to hug them, so dirty, running on the road, saying that no clothes, no nothing, no food, it breaks your heart. So I told, let's go and adopt the children. So one child told him, Mufti AK told him, Mufti Saab, that if I come with you, who's going to look after and protect Masjid Al-Aqsa? If I come with you, who will protect Masjid Al-Aqsa? So this should be in our heart. When the Ummah is suffering, we need to be suffering. When we eat, when we are enjoying here, can you imagine what Eid they had there yesterday? What kind of Eid it was for them? When they don't even have a plate of food also on the day of Eid. What kind of Eid it was? We need to feel that pain, my dear respected brothers. And in conclusion, we have to respect all the laws of Allah. Let's not dilute the Sharia. Let us put the Sharia on top of our heads. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, one of his features is وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. He was striving in the path of Allah. Jihad against shaitan, jihad against the nafs, jihad against enemy, jihad against shirk, jihad against kufr, jihad against ma'asi and sin. He was striving, that one of the qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. So today we need to strive also. Our striving must be to upgrade our level of Iman. Our level of iman must be reaching the sky. The level of iman must become so strong. That is going to be the jihad that is required today in the 21st century. Because the kuffar just want us to be Muslims by name. They don't want us to be proper Muslims. The proper Muslims, he adheres to all the faraiz of Allah. He stays away from all the kabair sins. He stays away from all the small sins. That is a proper Muslim. He makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes zikr in the morning. He makes zikr in the night. When he gets up in the middle of the night, his tawajjuh is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want you to do that. They want you to get involved in lahw wa la'ib, dilute, so that you only remain Muslim by name. The jihad of the 21st century now is that we strengthen our iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we imbibe in us all the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make this a very happy occasion. May Allah accept the qurbani from all of us. May Allah make this a means of the families getting together. And when we get together, we must not have intermingling. We must not go onto the farms and have all these things there that are wrong and not in accordance with the Sharia. We must eat from the qurbani meat itself that is the da'wah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must partake from that. We mustn't say after 2-3 days we'll eat it after it goes in the fridge. Eat a little bit, let your wives cook a little bit fresh meat and have that fresh meat that is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it a happy occasion for me, happy occasion for you, for the entire broader Muslim community, and the days that we have left in this world, may Allah make it a means of bringing us closer and bringing the mujahideen of Gaza, giving them victory, inshallah al-aziz, and freeing the Masjid al-Aqsa from the yet of the Hasib. May Allah accept his few words. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.